Well, if you were listening to The Morning Blend recently, we had an opportunity to talk with Dr. Michael Sherman talking about the founding of Holy Family Catholic Clinic. I mean, it was a prayer and a huge effort to be able to open the doors several years ago, but now they are ready to welcome everyone who has need. And it requires an effort from not only the doctors and the staff there at the clinic, but they also are asking the broader community to join them in ensuring that this Christ-centered medical facility continue to be open. Their first annual gala event is coming up on April 4th, Seeing Jesus in All Whom We Serve. That is the theme of the evening. And joining us this morning is the medical assistant and person who was working as part of the organizing committee for this event, Grace Hincapié. Grace, when you came to Holy Family Catholic Clinic, it has only been a few months. You came from a, we'll call a public or secular hospital system and then into Holy Family Catholic Clinic. Grace, can you share with us kind of what you've seen from your perspective, the difference between working in a secular hospital setting versus what you're able to do as a Catholic medical assistant at Holy Family Catholic Clinic?
Yes. Yeah, so you're right. So my background, I came from a secular hospital, and it's been such a difference because being at the hospital, it really felt like we're kind of herding people in just to reach numbers. And working here at the clinic, it has been such a gift to see a medical practice really treating the person as a person with dignity and a story. So it came as a big surprise for me when I was switching over from the secular hospital to a Catholic medicine, but it's been the biggest blessing for me to see that that truly is possible to practice your faith in medicine, and really being able to serve the person in front of me.
I'm sure, too, for the people who are there to have their needs met, to be able to have such an amazing staff of like-minded people serving their needs and making sure that all of their medical needs, both physical and their spiritual needs, are served so beautifully there at Holy Family Catholic Clinic. As I said in the open, Grace, you know, it was a huge effort and relying on God to get the clinic open. And well, with that staff, you are all working together to ensure that all of the needs are provided for your patients that come to you, whether they have the ability to pay with insurance or not. And those resources, though, can be thin. And so you have a wonderful event coming up that you're inviting the entire community to join in to help support Holy Family Catholic Clinic, a gala event on April 4th. Tell our listeners about this great event.
Yes, yes, we are so excited to have our first gala. It will be held, like you said, on April 4th at the MAC in Portland. And we're bringing in Sister Deidre Burns. She is incredible. She has quite a story, which I will not tell all that. That will be a gift to see her at the gala. But shortly, first of all, she's a religious sister. She is the superior of her community in Washington, D.C. She's also a colonel in the Army, as well as a board-certified surgeon. So first of all, that's just incredible. I think her story really shows what the Lord can do if you just give him your life, number one. I just have to put that out there. She's incredible. So she's going to be our main keynote speaker. And then, of course, we will have the great honor of having the Archbishop Sample with us, as well as Bishop Kenneth Steiner, who has just been such an amazing support to the clinic. So we're super excited to have the three of them, as well as our other providers are going to be at the gala, and our staff. So it'll be just a beautiful opportunity to meet everyone. And really, it's an opportunity to come into the mission of the clinic, I think, at this night and see how, you know, number one, it's not just a gala. It's not just a fundraiser. It's really a statement of our commitment to a culture of life. So it supports our mission to treat every patient with the dignity and respect they deserve, ensuring that, again, they're really seen as a whole person and not just numbers. So at the gala, the funds that are going to be raised, it's really going to help us to continue to offer this high quality, compassionate care to patients of all ages, really reaching from fertility awareness to end of life care. I think it's just a beautiful opportunity during this night to enter into the mission of the clinic in a tangible way through meeting the doctors, the staff, and also fellow supporters.
Well, for sure. Just listening to you talk, we recognize that your work is pro-life work. We hear of that so often, especially as we move through these 40 days for life, from conception to natural death. The staff, the doctors, the nurses, and the team at Holy Family Catholic Clinic are there to provide for the need for others. And you said, I think you're right, it is the responsibility of all of us to support in every way that we can. And this special event coming up on April 4th, any evening to be able to spend with Archbishop Sample and Bishop Steiner is time well spent. But then add to it this amazing speaker, Sister Deidre Burns. It is sure to be a fantastic event. Just tell our listeners a little bit about how the evening is going to run.
So first off, tickets can be purchased to attend the gala on our website at holyfamilyclinic.com. And it's going to be a night of inspiration, fellowship, and really support of our great cause. You'll get to hear from our keynotes, see Archbishop Sample. We have special opportunities for a VIP reception and to be inspired with our talks and really just to mingle and meet people who are really supporting this mission. So it's an opportunity to become a part of a community that really values every stage of life and supports healthcare that respects these values.
It is an event where you're going to dress up. They ask for semi-formal attire, cocktail hour beginning at 6 o'clock, and then a wonderful plated dinner to go along with that at 7. That is some of what you'll be able to experience when you join in this special gala event for Holy Family Catholic Clinic. Grace, it just sounds like it's going to be such a wonderful evening, and we just wish all of you there the very best for a huge and wonderful, successful gala. For listeners who are maybe just beginning to learn more about Holy Family Catholic Clinic, maybe wanting to make the decision that this is the kind of care that they've been looking for, where can people go to find information about becoming a patient and seeing what the wonderful staff and doctors there?
Absolutely. So anyone that is interested in learning more about the clinic just in general can find more information on our website at holyfamilyclinic.com. And on there, you can read through who the different doctors are and the specialties that they're in and really see if this will be a good fit for you and your needs right now. You can always give us a call. The number is posted on the website. We'd love to talk more about what we can provide for you and what your needs are at this time.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Grace, thanks so much for your time today. We really appreciate it and wish you all the best at this event. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Brenda, for having me.
And again, that is Grace Hincapié. So the event, again, coming up April 4th. I will be sure to add information about where you can get to the general webpage for Holy Family Catholic Clinic and also the website where you can find more information about the gala event and also to where you can purchase tickets yourself. You'll find all of that information at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.